This past Monday, President Trump signed an executive order that brought some significant changes to the federal childhood vaccine recommendations, including giving vaccines separately during different medical visits and eventually replacing the combined MMR shot with three individual vaccines. So with school being back in session soon, a lot of parents, including myself, I have a seven-year-old, are scrambling to make doctor's appointments, and it's never been a more important time to know whether or not your child is up to date. So here with me is Dr. Stephanie Sudikoff, Chief of Pediatrics at St. Vincent's Medical Center, to help all of us out, really. Dr. Sudikoff, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my pleasure, John.
So now my first question has got to be, and I've seen the governor address this as well, but how, if at all, will this new executive order affect Connecticut's vaccine schedule and the required vaccines for the upcoming school year?
So in the short term, it really will have no impact, given that the school entry immunization requirements are really set at a state, not a federal level. So those will not change. I think the area where Connecticut may be the most vulnerable is that the executive order directs the Attorney General to take legal action against states that have eliminated the non-medical exemptions, and that has taken place in Connecticut as of 2021.
Right. That was the religious exemption, which we got rid of.
Correct. So really, the only exemptions that are allowed now are medically based.
Well, thankfully, Connecticut's own attorney general is very cantankerous, especially with lawsuits against the federal administration. So we can look forward to that happening in the near future. Okay. Well, so I guess my first question, and far be it from me to ask you to describe the president of the United States mood or whims, but what if any medical need was there for this executive order? Now, I know that we've seen measles cases this year being the highest that we've seen in I don't know how many decades, but there do seem to be a lot of vaccine preventable illnesses rising in the country. Why, if any, is there a need for this order?
From a scientific and healthcare perspective, there is no need whatsoever. The science is the science. We have a good 60 years of data that demonstrates the efficacy and safety of vaccines, and nothing has changed in the past, few months that would have precipitated the need for this kind of an edict.
Okay, absolutely. Well, let me get you off politics, because I never like I never like sticking people in those conversations against their will.
I appreciate that.
Of course. What do we need? What does a Connecticut parent need going into the school year? And I know that there's a couple of different needs depending on age and grade level, right?
Yeah. So the schedule of vaccines for the state of Connecticut hasn't changed. It's pretty lengthy. I don't know that you want me to read through all of them.
Okay. Sure. Maybe if there's like a place people can look it up. But okay. But it hasn't changed though, right?
Yeah. So there's an excellent website that the Connecticut Department of Public Health has that has the whole schedule of all the vaccines. It explains all of the exemptions that are allowed. It really is very in depth and provides a tremendous amount of very useful information.
Absolutely. And so what do parents need to know coming up to the school year just about like making appointments and getting their kids up to date? What about like parents who have kids who are entering school for the first time? Like what are the differences between preschool and like kindergarten?
So hopefully if you have kids that are entering school for the first time in the next couple of weeks, you've already visited your pediatrician, because I'm sure they're all being overrun at the moment with, vaccine catch-ups and school forms and all those kinds of things. But the preschool recommendations require hepatitis B, DTaP, polio, MMR, varicella, sort of the usual things. And the kindergarten, you have to have had all of those doses in place before you start in kindergarten.
Okay, absolutely. Now, it's just my last question. It might come a little bit out of left field, but, I read a little while ago, it has been, a very bad tick season, especially for tick-borne illnesses. There was word a while ago on a Lyme vaccine. Now, this is obviously outside the realm of pediatrics. This goes to all of us. But any more word on that? Is there any, has there been any talk or any studies done on a potential Lyme vaccine?
Unfortunately, none of the formulations that were worked on were effective. And yes, it has been a terrible season for ticks, and it goes well beyond Lyme disease. Unfortunately, there are a number of other diseases that ticks cause that can be quite serious. But unfortunately, no news on the vaccine, but insect repellent is the way to go, and lots of it, because that will protect you not only from tick-borne diseases, but mosquito-borne diseases and all of the above.
Absolutely. All right. Well, if you're a parent like me, hopefully you've got your paperwork together. I'm pretty sure I do. I'm going to have to double check that. But thank you so much, Dr. Stephanie Sudikoff, Chief of Pediatrics at St. Vincent's Medical Center. I really appreciate you talking to me today.
It was my pleasure, John.
You have a great day. You're listening to The Voice Connecticut, WICC. This is The Download.